I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Monday, April the 5th, as we come off a sweep of the Atlanta Braves to start the season. The Phillies take both games over the weekend. Last we talked on Friday, the Phillies coming off a thrilling 10-inning Gene Segura walk-off on opening day, and that momentum carried in the weekend. The Phillies win 4-0 on Saturday on the back of Zach Wheeler. Literally in every sense of the word, Zach Wheeler not only absolutely dominant on the hill, one of the best starts from a Phillies pitcher we've seen in a long time. We'll get to that when we dive into the game itself, but also contributing with the bat, the best hitter on the team that day, most RBI, helping his cause. Just a thrilling showing from Zach Wheeler on Saturday, and the Phillies some timely hits and a 4-0 victory. And then yesterday on Sunday, just another really exciting win, a hard-fought baseball game, a 2-1 victory, a game that was 1-0 most of it, and then one mistake from Zach Eflin led to a 1-1 game. Then the Phillies, with big clutch hitting, get a run back and then are able to close it out, even though it got a little scary at the end. We'll dive into it all. But look, I think the Phillies now sitting at 3-0, sweeping the Atlanta Braves, the obviously reigning division champ 3 years running, and certainly I think in most people's eyes, the biggest competition for the Phillies this season to win the division. The Mets, of course, right there as well. And the Nationals, you know, I think have to be at least taken seriously as well. But I think not quite as good as the Mets and the Braves. But I think a lot of people will say, oh, but in 2019, they swept the Braves. They started 4-0. We all got excited. And then, you know, it puttered out. But this is a better baseball team, and these three wins were more impressive in that they were hard-fought baseball wins with, you know, winning with pitching and defense and timely hitting. You know, that's like October baseball. That's the type of stuff you win with when it matters and against a really good team. You know, we'll go through the numbers, but the Phillies pitching staff was just outstanding. I mean, the starting staff allowed 3 runs in 20 innings, 24 strikeouts to 1 walk. I mean, Nola, Wheeler, and Eflin were all brilliant. And the bullpen, get this, through 3 games into the season, still hasn't allowed a run. How about that? I mean, and again, against a really good Braves team, a good Braves lineup. This is, again, it's only 3 games. I'm not saying the Phillies are a lock to make the playoffs or this or that or whatever, but it's a really encouraging start to the season, you know, and baseball's a weird game in that, you know, confidence matters in every sport you play, obviously, but if you have a confident group of guys and they can get off to a hot start, that can really carry you, you know, and can really, the momentum can kind of build on top of itself, and the confidence can breed confidence. And, you know, you always say hitting's contagious, and it's the confidence in a locker room is too. And belief in a locker room is too, especially in a sport like baseball that is so mano a mano, so being locked in, so beating the person you're going against oriented, that plays, you know. And This feels like this group is confident coming in this season. You know, we heard a lot of quotes from a lot of the guys. Reese Hoskins on WIP, Bryce Harper said it. You know, multiple guys have talked about how, you know, this is the year. It's playoff time. You know, this group of guys has been together for a while now. And, you know, 3 years, 4 years in some cases. Or year three for some, you know what I mean. And they've got veteran guys. Guys have been in the league, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, all that. And it's time. And they know where this franchise is. They know how long it's been since the Phillies have made the playoffs. They know the commitments that have been made monetarily by John Middleton and the franchise. Like, it's time. It's time to make a run at the playoffs. And I think coming out and winning the games the way they did, especially, I mean, the pitching and the bullpen, I mean, these are just games they don't win last year. We know that. And again, it's way early, and there's so much still to happen from a luck perspective, an injury perspective. I mean, so many things that are so unpredictable. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But still, really, I think a heartening weekend for Phillies fans. It should be like that. You should believe this team is good. They're a good baseball team. Again, I don't know how good, and I don't know how good they'll end, but they're good. They're definitely better than the 2019 Phillies. I think they're the best Phillies team since 2011. Now, they're not close to as good as the 2011 team. Don't get me wrong. At least certainly not right now, and not talent-wise. But they also are a team that, you know, I think is better than the teams we've seen the last few years. I really do. They're better put together. They're more talented top to bottom. I'm enthused. You know, I'm optimistic about where they're at and what they can be. And, you know, I think we could be in for a really fun summer, you know, which would be so exciting with the, you know, disappointment that was last season and, you know, how soul-crushing that whole thing was. You know, I think if they could make a run this year, it would be really exciting. And look, again, to the hot start thing, you know, hot start, even if you play 500 baseball after a big hot start, you could still creep into the playoffs. You know, it's just the hot start can really propel a team forward, both from a confidence perspective and then also just from a record perspective, and that's the way the numbers, the math in baseball works. So I'm enthused. I'm enthused. It's a nice start for the Phillies. I think it's a weekend you feel good about more than not. You know, obviously you feel good about it, but I think you feel hopeful about this team and their chances because, again, if the starting pitching, again, we haven't seen Matt Moore. We'll see that tonight against Jacob DeGrom, no less. You know, and Chase Anderson, we haven't seen those guys. We don't know what they're going to bring, so we can't get out of ourselves. But if those top three, and granted, you know, they were extra good, but if those top three can be really good and the bullpen can be good or even just average, so far it's obviously been great. It could get interesting. This team could get interesting because they can hit, and they didn't hit all weekend. They're 3-0 and they haven't hit yet. You know, they have one home run. It's Andrew Knapp. Andrew Knapp is the team's only home run this season. I mean, come on, right? Right? So there's some hitting to come. So seeing them win games like that, I think, is something you should feel optimistic about. All right, let's dive into the games, and then we'll look ahead and kind of see where they're at and all that coming up. But 3-0. The Phillies are 3-0. It's something to be excited about. And again, beating the Braves makes it that much sweeter. All right, let's get into the games. Starting with Saturday's, a.k.a. the Zach Wheeler game. That is what it will be remembered as and should be remembered as. Zach Wheeler just was transcendent, really, as a pitcher. And we'll get to the hitting. But, I mean, Wheeler as a pitcher, 7 innings, 1 hit, 10 strikeouts. That was it. No walks, no runs. 7 innings, 1 hit, 10 strikeouts. It was the best start in terms of double-digit strikeouts, that few hits, that many innings, since Roy Halladay's perfect game in 2010. How about that? Right? How about that? Really just a truly a brilliant outing from Wheeler. Only 90 pitches, too, to get through 7. And then he did it with the bat, too. Knocks in the first run of the game, RBI single to center in the 5th, and then knocks in the 4th run of the game with an RBI double in the 6th. Reese Hoskins also adds a clutch double in the 5th to make it 3-1. Yeah, 3-0. Give him a little breathing room there. It was huge after the Wheeler RBI. And then Wheeler in the next inning, you know, kind of adds that extra insurance run, shuts it down. And the Philly staff able to shut it down. You know, again, we see a nice outing. Archie Bradley comes in, handles it. One clean inning, no issues. Then Hector Neris comes in, was awesome. Inning, three strikeouts, strikes out the side, looked great. Just an easy win. You know, it was a win you didn't stress too much about. You know, and that was nice. It was nice. And again, most of that was because of Zach Wheeler. He was awesome. Again, we saw three great outings. Nola Eflin, we'll get to, was great as well yesterday against on Sunday against the Braves. And Nola was obviously great in the opening day start. But Wheeler, head and shoulders, easily the best of the three. I don't think there's any question about it. His outing was just lights out. Again, seven innings, 10 Ks, one hit. What more can you ever ask from someone? Really nice to see the swing and miss stuff. We, you know, talked a lot about him pitching to contact last year and not getting the same strikeout numbers. Those strikeout numbers were there. The swing and miss stuff was there. The 10 Ks, it was real. It was nasty. He was painting the corners. He was just so locked in. He looked awesome. I can't, if you didn't get to watch it, I'm sure most of you did because, you know, a lot of the people listening to this show are certainly diehard Phillies fans like I am. But if you didn't and you're checking in, let me tell you, it was special. He really was locked in, and it was one of the best starts we've seen from a Phillies pitcher in a while. Like, really, legitimately, it was amazing. So an easy win on Saturday. Nice to see Hoskins get that clutch double. It kind of gave him some breathing room. Really was needed. Again, other than Zach Wheeler, it was the only offense provided for the team. As again, you know, quiet hitting day. Quiet hitting day in the opener. Harper, you know, 1-for-3 in this one. Hoskins 1-for-4 with that 2 RBI double. Romito a couple hits. Wheeler the 2 hits. You know, Segura a single. Didi a hit, you know, but not much. Really couldn't get going. And then we'll see that again on Sunday. As looking ahead to Sunday, the 2-1 victory, really the much more thrilling game of the two. It was just a well, clean played baseball game that was quick and fun to watch, that moved along at a brisk pace. And, you know, it's just a really good baseball game that was, you know, exciting. And again, the Phillies take the 1-0 lead, then it's 1-1, and then they fight back and win it 2-1. Just a fun baseball game to watch, a really fun Sunday afternoon game. Let's start with Eflin, who was, again, as I said, just outstanding. Really only made one mistake. Unfortunately, it was a home run to Travis d'Arnaud to make it a 1-1 game as the Phillies get the first run in the second, and that was the only run that would hold up for a while. I mentioned it before, Andrew Knapp with the first and only home run for the Philadelphia, this Phillies this season. In the second innings, just drills an Ian Anderson pitch into the right field bleachers, just smoked it. Really, just a bomb. And it was 1-0, and that held up until the seventh. Zach Eflin was dealing, gives up that homer with two outs in the seventh, was so close to getting through the seventh, ultimately able to get the next batter out, ends up going seven innings, only 4 hits, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts in that one run. He was awesome. Again, if you didn't see it, which I'm sure you did, he was dealing. He was locked in. He was unhittable at times. Again, he made one mistake. Travis d'Arnaud made him pay. The offense didn't have his back enough to get him a win. But man, was Zach Eflin awesome. He was absolutely awesome in this game. Really. I think that if you're someone like me and like a lot of people, both nationally and locally, who have been predicting a Zach Eflin breakout season of sorts, nothing that happened yesterday should dissuade you because he looked like he's breaking out. He was awesome again, as we've said, against a good Braves lineup. Just an awesome showing from Eflin. He was great. Alvarado comes in and is dominant for an inning, 1 inning, 2 Ks, no hits. He ends up getting the win, was awesome as well. Alvarado comes in just pumping it in, 100-mile-per-hour sliders, like sinkers, like just like the nastiest stuff we've seen in so long from Phillies pitcher. It's unbelievable. And certainly after his outing in the opener, that was much more of a wild ride, let us say. This was not that. This was much more controlled, much more trusting his stuff and just gunning it in there. He had a pitch or two that got away from him as is his way, but he was awesome. Really just couldn't ask for more. The Phillies, it's 1-1 in this one heading in to the eighth inning. And again, you know, just kind of a bit deflated too, because you're up 1-0 and Eflin was really just cruising and dealing and one out away from getting through the seventh. And you just felt like, all right, he's got this. You know, Eflin's going to get through this. We're good. He's crushing it. And then the homer really did suck the air out of the building. And yet, this team showed resiliency. And that's something that I thought was, you know, is really, again, heartening is the word for it, to see from this team that last year, especially at the end of the season, showed no such resiliency. They really did. Eighth inning, Harper and Hoskins get on. Alec Bohm steps to the plate with two outs in a must-score situation in the bottom of the eighth. And Alec Bohm, the kid, the youngster, just comes through, just rips a single, you know, right center field, just took the pitch where it needed to go, did what he had to do to score a run. Hoskins comes around and scores. Awesome job. Look, the Phillies offense this weekend across the board really didn't put up a lot of runs and had a lot of missed opportunities. They really did. You know, they certainly left a lot of runners on base, you know, when you look at the grand scheme of things and all that. And they didn't execute, but they grinded. They had tough at bats. Bryce Harper, so many examples of it where he, you know, kind of forced a walk or forced something to have a tough at bat. And I think that'll come, you know, the hits will come, the runs will come, the conversions of runners on base will come. For right now, I was happy to see them still grind. And most importantly, get big hits when it mattered. And the Bohm one is a perfect example of them coming through when they needed to. You know, they weren't great offensively. It wasn't you don't look at the lineup and say, wow, they crushed it. But they got the hits they needed to win games. And this Bohm one was a perfect example of that. Just a really, again, this kid has like ice in his veins. It's so impressive. For a kid his age and his experience level to see what we've seen him do so far between last season and this season in big spots, the end of games. It's really, I always talk about it, and Jeter was the guy I used to talk about it with, but like, you know, the idea of, look, certain people's hearts just beat a little bit slower when they're in those biggest of moments. They're not as nervous, not as you know, jittery, whatever, and they're able to take advantage. And I think Bohm could be one of those guys. Certainly the evidence we've seen so far shows that he might be. And it was awesome. It was such a big hit. And then Neris comes in. It was a little scary. And look, Neris used 3 days in a row. Three games in a row. He did have the off day. So you get it a little bit. But walks two runners, gets two outs, walks two runners, but then ultimately able to get, ironically, Darno to fly out and end the game. The Phillies win it 2-1, and again sitting atop the NL East at 3-0 with a couple of big wins. And again, I know the offense didn't really get going, but I actually look at that as a positive that they were able to win these games without the offense. That, you know, the bullpen yet to give up a run is a that is an exciting thing to say. You know, it's an exciting thing to talk about. And obviously they will give up runs. And look, it's still scary when they come in, even though I know they're better and I'm watching these guys. And Alvarado is so much more talented than anyone that was in the pen last year. It's not even close. Like, all that stuff. And Archie Bradley, I just feel confident in. And because I've seen that guy in Arizona many times pitch big games and do a good job and all that. But it's still like stink of last year is not worn off, and it is certainly not worn off in terms of how I feel when I watch this stuff. Like, I'm definitely nervous. I'm definitely afraid every time it happens. I definitely don't feel like, oh, we got this. And hopefully that'll change over the season as they continue to maybe get big outs and all that. But right now it's definitely not I'm still nervous when the bullpen comes in. But look, they got the job done. The starting pitching again was just brilliant. And the Phillies find a way to win three against the Braves, three tough fought baseball games, you know, with big plays and defensive plays and timely hitting and aggressive base running. There's sometimes too aggressive, Bryce. I love the aggressive. I think more often than not pays off, but he did have that one on Saturday that was like, come on, man. But, you know, I came away very impressed with this team. after the weekend. And what they did to be sitting here 3-0, and again, how important the hot start could be. Now, local big series coming. We had some Mets. We'll talk about that in a second, especially with Jacob DeGrom coming to town. And you know, the Mets have yet to start their season, so we get their best and brightest to start it off. But again, before this series starts, allow yourself to enjoy what we saw. And I do think, look, there are some holes. Roman Quinn is just such a bad hitter. I would really like to see Mickey Moniak come up and get a chance to play instead of Quinn. Some Quinn's just a horrible hitter. I know he's fast and that's cool, but man, he's rough. You know, when he came up yesterday with the runner on and runner on third, two outs, and I just had no hope that he was getting anything done. And of course he didn't, and that's what it was, because he's not good. But either way, I think in general the hits will come. The lineup will be better. I'm not too concerned. I feel actually very positive about that. I think, again, we should look at it as, wow, thank God the pitching's been so awesome, because if that can continue, the offense will come, and then this team could actually be really good and surprise some people. It could be really exciting. So really nice. Oh, and by the way, how about the fact that, I don't know if you saw this, but a bunch of people tweeted it out, but the fact that Freddie Freeman, this series against the Phillies, marks the first time in his career that he has not had a hit in a series against the Phillies. Unbelievable. Look, we know he's a Phillies killer. We know it. He always has been. He always will be. But unbelievable when it's put that way. And unbelievable they held him, kept him from getting hit. I mean, that alone is what a massive achievement that we should be heralding and lauding, right? I mean, just super awesome. Super awesome job by the Phils. As, again, you know, they have been doubted out by a lot of people, you know, coming into the season nationally. I mean, certainly the over-under number and all that, like, it does, you know, a lot of people have kind of just looked at this division and said, all right, that's the Braves and the Mets. They're going to win it. And even the Nationals, they're better than the Phillies. A lot of people have said that. Some people said the Marlins were better than the Phillies. You know, we've seen all that stuff. And I think this Phillies team has a bit of a chip on their shoulder, and they're certainly talented enough to compete with all these teams. Like, they're not, like, way less talented than the Mets or the Braves or whatever. Like, they're you know, in some ways just as talented, in some ways more talented, in some ways certainly less talented, and I think overall less talented overall. But it's not like it's, like, you know, a JV squad and a varsity squad. I mean, the Phillies can play. They're talented, and I think they have a chance. So I'm really enthused after the game. This is going to be, look, we'll see a lot. There's going to be a big series coming up against the Mets. So that actually is something really to look forward to, as it's going to, you know, kind of get a chance to still see the Phillies kind of grind here and see what they can do against these top two teams in the division. If they can continue to win and take two or three maybe or something, that'd be something. Because, again, these are the two teams that everyone's like, oh, the Phillies, they're definitely worse than the Mets and the Braves. So far, so good against the Braves. This series coming up, as we mentioned, it's going to be Jacob DeGrom against Matt Moore tonight, 7-5. So I think I think we all know who has the pitching advantage in this one. DeGrom, Mets starting the season. They were supposed to start, obviously, against the Nationals, but because of COVID issues with the Nationals, that series got postponed or, you know, canceled for the weekend. And so the Mets have yet to play a game this season. So they will start their season tonight against the Phillies. DeGrom on the hill against Moore, it's a clear advantage. Then we get Chase Anderson against Marcus Stroman, another Mets advantage, and then Aaron Nola against Peterson. So I guess that's, you know, David Peterson certainly a downgrade from Nola. So at least the Phillies will have the advantage in one of them. Then an off day Thursday, then Atlanta again in Atlanta as Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the Mets again Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So 3-0, but still 10 games now, 7 against the Mets, 3 against the Braves coming up here. So make or break time, you know, to start the season really could set them off on a really good path if they can navigate this stretch well. Obviously, the 3-0 start helps, but a lot of work still to be done. So, big one tonight against the Mets. You know, obviously, I think if you're a betting man, you bet on DeGrom tonight. But we'll see. This Phillies team has looked good so far and tough and resilient. So, we'll see. We'll see what Matt Moore's got, too. So, either way, We'll be back to talk about it tomorrow. Until then, enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the 3-0 Philadelphia Phillies. And until next time, until tomorrow, thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.